the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In every sport, athletes risk injury. Athletic trainers support and assist these athletes to lower that possibility, helping them to warm up, stretch, and prepare the body for rigorous action. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, my guest on the Missouri State Journal is Dr. David Carr. He is an associate professor in the Department of Sports Medicine and Athletic Training at Missouri State University. He shares a story about a tragedy that highlights why adequate medical training is important on the sidelines.
About 6 years ago, a national team soccer player collapsed on the field. Nobody knew what to do for him. He died. It was a simple obstructed airway, but nobody knew what to do. So they identified the problem and decided they need to go about getting a better educated population to deal with their athletes.
Since the time of that accident, great strides have been taken to provide a broader medical background to prepare sideline staff to assist in cases of trauma. This is the standard of care in the United States, but it's not universal. One of the steps that has been taken is to bring in professionals like Carr to areas of the world that haven't provided training like this in the past. He tells us about his experience in Jordan.
My trip to Jordan was working with the World Federation of Athletic Training and Therapy, WFAT. They have partnered with the Crown Prince Foundation and the Jordan Olympic Committee in Jordan to provide basic athletic training courses for people in Jordan. My first trip was 2 years ago. We teach a basic athletic training class over the course of a week with an emphasis on emergency care, the kinds of skills that they're not getting through their college education now. They graduate students with physical therapy degrees and with sport therapy degrees. But none of them have a real hands-on clinical component with athletes, and none of them contain the emergency care that was needed for that player on the team. So with my two trips to Jordan, we've been teaching them those skill sets.
Athletes often battle orthopedic injuries resulting from overuse or overextension. Carr says that this is a typical affliction that athletic trainers deal with and try to prevent. More than that, they are there to identify issues and work as part of a team to keep athletes at peak performance.
So our first job in athletic training is prevention of injury or illness. So when you see us helping teams warm up, stretching, when we're making sure they stay properly hydrated, when we're taping ankles, bracing, padding, anything we can do to prevent the injury from happening. But the inevitable is going to happen. So a big part of our skill set is that emergency care. Since we are right there when it happens, we're on the sidelines for practices and games. We're the first one to respond to it. So we need that emergency care skill set. We need to know how to work cooperatively with the EMTs and paramedics that are going to show up to help us. We also get into all sorts of mental health issues. Whatever medical needs that the athlete may have, we kind of coordinate the referral for it.
While trainers keep athletes healthy and try to prevent injuries, Carr says that strengthening young athletes starts by keeping kids active and varying their routines.
Do not allow your kids to specialize in one sport. They should never, nobody should play one sport year round. That's lunacy. And it destroys the body. They should be playing multiple sports. And if you think your kid ever wants to go to college, look at the best college coaches. They want the multi-sport athletes. They don't want the single sport specialized athletes. Those kids burn out and get hurt.
For those interested in a career in athletic training, Carr welcomes people to look at the MSU program. It is celebrating its 40th year at MSU. And he says that students need to know that a master's degree is the new requirement for getting a job in the field. To learn more about the program, visit the website at sportsmed.missouristate.edu. georgetown.edu. That was Dr. David Carr. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.